Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, welcome to Mystic Records Radio. I am your host, Candice D'Andrea, and I have a special guest here, Cliff Cunningham from Social Spit.
How you doing, Candy?
I'm doing just fine. I hear you were featured in a documentary this last Sunday.
It was just basically, it's called Garage Land. It's done by a guy here in San Diego named Eric Reif. And it's going to be kind of like the history of underground music in San Diego, not just Social Spit, but many, many bands. And he was showing clips from it last Sunday. And hopefully later this year, it's going to be all put together and he'll be showing it around.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I heard Doug Moody made an appearance down there as well.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He's looking good.
Okay, Social Spit, you want to tell us where you're going with Social Spit today? You guys have been around a long time.
I don't know. We're probably going to hell, if anything. yeah, we've been around for this year will be about 34 years or so. And this month, I've been in the band for 33 years. And
wow.
We're just slogging along. We love playing. We're having a lot of fun with it. It's me and the original guitar player, one of the original members, Johnny V. We're still together. And we got our bass player, Ugly Lenny. He's been with us since 2005. And we have a new member to Abuse, Duncan Scott on drums. He just started. And you know, we're playing out and having fun and hopefully going to release some new stuff, I hope, on Mystic. And that's about it. And maybe even playing a show out of town. We really haven't done that very much through the years, but hopefully get out of San Diego and play around a little bit.
Yeah, well, you definitely have a spot on Mystic.
Good. I love Mystic.
Yes.
Some people don't like Mystic. I love them.
Well, you know, each by their own choice.
Yep.
I do have a track I'd like to play. If you don't want to run off too quick, can you stick around?
Oh, no,
I'm
going to stick around.
Okay, I have a track from this band, the Sicilian band. They're anxious to get on Mystic as well. This song is called
Thank you.
the work of ignorance.
Okay, I'd like to welcome you back. I've got Cliff Cunningham here in the studio with me. Are you there, Cliff?
I sure am. That was brutal. Good music.
These are a bunch of young kids out of Sicily, and boy, I think they're really, really got a lot going on. But anyway,
definitely.
Let's get back to Social Spit. I just love your band. You guys have been around over 30 years. And, you know, Mystic Records is coming out with 30 years of a series of new records, and we'll look forward to having you come on and be a part of that.
Yeah, I talked to Doug a little bit about it. We've got some new songs, so hopefully we can put together some stuff that we've already released on Mystic and some good new tunes and see how that comes out.
It's wonderful. You know, I just finished a series of three editions, limited edition books for Mystic Records. They're big 12 by 12 inch picture books, and I did a tribute page to Mark Root. He was a very good friend of mine years ago, and we were both featured in the Rolling Stone magazine way back when in the 80s for our love of the 01 Club. They called us the 01 Generation. You remember Mark Root?
Oh, yes. Mark was a friend of mine. I met him back in the day, about 1980, at North Park Lions Club. When he used to do the Dead or Alive shows, and he was one of the first people I met, and great guy. He did our No Place Like, There's No Place Like Home album cover for us back in 89, and just a real, real nice guy, great artist, and very, very missed right now.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is, and such a talented man. I love his drawings, and he's done several album covers for Mystic Records, too, for Battalion of Saints, and they came from Slimy Valley. Wow,
right.
Really good stuff. We all miss Mark, and it's nice to have been able to have spent time with him and to have known him. He's one of the nicest guys I ever met in Hollywood back then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he really was. I remember sitting down with him at some library up in L.A., and we were discussing the cover for the record and coming up with ideas. And we had to quickly get this thing done, and it was just a fun day discussing the whole thing with him. And I think it came up very, very good.
Oh, I love that album cover, too. It's a great one.
Yep, yeah, it was that was good back in the day then. Yeah, I miss
it. So
him.
What do you think was your favorite venue back then? Did you
as
have
far
one?
As far as in San Diego, I'm going to have to say it was the North Park Lions Club, and then probably also the second Skeleton Club. Those were two great places, lots of great shows, lots of bands from L.A. came through and from other places. Just those, the hall show days in the 80s, we had to go out and rent a hall. There were some great places like Fairmont Hall, Carpenter's Hall, Wabash Hall, and just real, real good shows. And I don't even think you could do anything like that anymore. You know, just too much of a hassle. But back then, it was great. Definitely some good times.
So you're based out of San Diego. You've always been down there, I take it from
correct.
The years.
We've really never hardly left San Diego. I think we did one show in Las Vegas, and we did one show in Riverside. Otherwise, we just play down here. It's just, I don't know, we never really, really never pursued it, you know. We were, you know, especially back, you know, 20 years ago or so, we were all pretty much working, and it was just hard to try to coordinate something to, you know, get out of town for the weekend or even a week. So, you know, we just never really went any place. I kind of wish we did, but that's just the way it goes.
No, but wait a minute. Wait. You told me about the Olympic Auditorium.
Oh, that was, well, just going up to L.A., you know, just with friends. And that was one of the favorite places I like to go to, and I was telling you the story about we used to go in there and like get there real early so we could sneak in and not have to pay. And there was like a second level there. So I went up there with some friends, and we thought we were real sly. You know, we're up here, and we're up there hiding, and then we see the people are coming in. So we went to go down back down below, and they had shut these gates. They were like, 12-foot-high chain-link gates, so you couldn't get back down. And I've got an artificial leg, and I looked up at this 12-foot-tall gate, and there was about a foot-and-a-half gap at the top. And I said, well, here it goes. And I crawled up that gate, and I squeezed through that little crack and slid down the other side and made it into the show there. And
it's amazing.
But all the L.A. venues, I mean, all the crazy places. I went to Bases Hall, and that was during the big riot, the Black Flag riot. I mean, I was like 6 feet from going in the door, and people started getting maced by the bouncers, and the cops came. But that was all well, because we just ended up going over to the Whiskey, and we saw Stiff Little Fingers there. That was a great show.
Cool.
LA was great too. A lot of great venues up there.
And so many fun times you can look back on and remember, like climbing over that fence. It's like, how did we ever get away with that?
I don't know. I'll tell you, there's a lot of other crazy stuff.
A lot of kids used to sneak in the Cafe de Grand where I worked back in the 80s, and they'd just go running by real quick. It's like, oh, well, whatever, enjoy yourself, right?
Yeah.
If you got the balls to run past great big old Spike, who's 6 foot plus, then go for it, little dude. You know what I mean?
Yep, that's punk rock. That's great.
Well, I have another track here from, it's called I Ain't. Go away. Sharing your experiences with us on Mystic Records Radio, and we'll look forward to seeing more of Social Spit in the future, and I will definitely post shows that you have coming up. Keep a hold of me on Facebook.
Yep, and you can find out about Social Spit on Facebook at facebook.com/socialspit. And also, you can go to Johnny V's site, socialspit.com. There's music. We're also on Reverb Nation if you want to check out our music. So
that's right.
Thank you
Reverb
very much for having me on. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Cliff. And I would just like to remind everyone to party or go home. Talk to you later, Cliff.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. All right. See you next time.